Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roteblatt, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roteblatt joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiot! Get back in there at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roteblatt on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
And that's why we tell you, don't get greedy. Get educated, get comfortable, get a methodology that you like, and you won't be necessarily bullish or bearish, but you certainly won't be piggish. And that's the most important thing. Now, remember, Charles Roteblatt is not just editor of AAII Journal and vice president of the American Association of Individual Investors. He's the author of Better Good Than Lucky. And if you don't just want to know what he's doing when he's here, you'll either go to AAII.com or maybe you'll follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roteblatt. His buy of the week yesterday was Vodafone, ticker symbol VOD. Let's find out now about his sell of the week. Charles Roteblatt, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
The sell of the week is
Beacon Roofing.
Beacon Roofing is ticker symbol BECN. Why are they wearing the dark helmet this week?
Well, this company distributes residential and commercial roofing materials and building supplies, and giving the uptick in housing, given the pretty good housing numbers, you would expect anybody associated with the housing industry is doing well. But this company, they do a lot of repair work and a lot of restoration work, and they've actually been missing earnings. They've missed earnings for the last three quarters, and each time management has blamed it on the weather, basically saying that the crews came out to do work. In the most recent quarter, they actually said it was wet weather delaying projects. But what he also said on there, that they're actually seeing the manufacturers cut back on the shipments of shingles. So on the one hand, management's saying it's the weather. On the other hand, the shingle makers themselves are cutting back on shipments, and they're talking about inventory problems. So it suggests that although management wants to blame it just on the weather, maybe there's something else going on as well that's affecting this company. And I think anytime you have a stock that's trading at a high valuation that keeps missing earnings estimates and the management keeps giving the same excuse, and you start looking at the same excuse going, that doesn't seem like that explains everything, that's usually a sign to get out. And that's what we did with our stock superstars report. And I think that's what makes the stock the sell of the week.
Always interesting when you guys are actually acting on things where it's not just a theoretical, but it's, hey, we're selling and you should too. Now, that being the case, there would be some folks that would say, you know, if this was recently sold from your stock superstars report, it was at one point a stock superstar. Has so much changed that it no longer qualifies in any way, shape, or form? I mean, have we totally played it out?
Yeah, and this is a case also where it comes from just having the discipline to stick to your strategy. This particular strategy we held this under was really a GARP strategy where we were looking for growth at a reasonable price, and part of the things we wanted to see in that strategy was companies that were beating estimates and having estimates being revised upwards, and we're not seeing it with this company. And I think that's one thing with investing a lot of people overlook is just having that strategy before you go into a stock. These are sell rules, and if your sell rules are if the company keeps missing estimates, you get out. And a company does it, then you do get out of the strategy. You get out of the stock. You stick to your discipline. And that's the case with Beacon Roofing. And I think it's important to realize that you shouldn't just go by the numbers itself. Look at the management commentary. Then ask yourself, do you fully believe what management's telling you, or do you think there's something else? And in this case, we do think there's something else beyond what management's telling us.
Would you say that this particular methodology is a bit forgiving? I mean, after all, it's not that the company missed earnings. It's that the company missed earnings for three consecutive quarters, which means in some places you might have wanted to sell, say, 6 or 9 months ago.
We do allow a little bit of forgiveness. We particularly don't jump when a company misses one quarter because we do realize one-time events can happen. various occurrences can happen where a company does have one bad quarter, and so we tend to let the stocks ride a little bit, because certainly having too many transactions is always a danger as well. And so we allow a little bit of leeway, and I think it's important to realize that investing is messy, so you want to allow a little bit of leeway, but not so much that you break your discipline.
Well, that's part of what we talk about all the time, is making sure you've got that discipline and you can stick with it. This is a very good example of that. But you know what we haven't talked about is how ugly could this get? I mean, you talked about that Beacon Roofing, BECN, was at one point a growth at a reasonable price stock, but now it's not cheap because it's trading at about 25 times earnings. So just how ugly could this get?
Well, the median valuation, the median PE for the construction supplies industry is 20.8. So if you assume the stock just pulls back to that median, you're looking at about a 17% drop in the stock price. But I would argue if you do get that 17% drop, then you also want to see the company starting to beat expectations again, because clearly this company's having a problem properly managing analyst estimates and properly managing expectations. So not only do you want to see the price pull back, but I think you also want to see the company getting back in the process of regularly beating estimates on top of it.
So if we saw it just get in line with the industry median, it would lose more than 15% of its value. And do you think that could happen in rather short order?
No, I think this company misses again. I think it could definitely happen. And I also think, you know, given what's going on with the Fed and the threat of tapering, if there's any decline in the housing numbers, that could also cause a shorter-term tailwind. But I do think over the next 3 to 6 months, we are looking at a possibility of the stock being pulled back, just given its valuation and given its string of earnings misses.
And that is precisely why Beacon Roofing, ticker symbol BECN, is the sell of the week from Charles Roakblatt, editor of AAII Journal. If you want more information about the American Association of Individual Investors or the journal, it's AAII.com. And if you want to find out what Charles is thinking when he's not here on Money Life, well, then you want to follow him on Twitter at Charles Roakblatt. Remember, his buy of the week yesterday was Vodafone. Charles, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.
There is much more to go on Money Life, so stick around. The big interview is up next when the September the 4th edition of Money Life continues right after these messages.